There was a 3-minute timer for performers, so the preview would speed along. Since this is The Fringe, there were some unusual displays, like John Vines from the subversive theater cast of Ionesco's Rhinoceros, showing how a human body can twist into a rhinoceros. There was some music and a conversation about theater. Music coordinator Kurt Rotterdam says there is a real effort to include all kinds of music in the shows.
It's an open thing, so if people apply, they can be a part of it, and that's all that matters. We do have hip-hop shows and multicultural shows involved. We have a World Beat Expo happening here at, I think it's downstairs in, over here at the Hall Walls screening room. We have a World Beat music show. We have one of those in Days Park.
As the festival has grown, entrants are starting to come from a wider area, including performers from Toronto. People across the city will know about the show because there are events on various stages, indoors and outdoors. But there are also art displays in restaurants which can be purchased and taken down once the festival ends August 2nd. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.